Pedek Nun Beis, chapter 52, the Alte Rebbe is describing the descent of Torah into the various worlds, and along with the Torah, the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah is clothed within each world, in the sense that within each world, it has a different effect according to the level of the world. And the Rebbe says that when the Shekhinah, which is Malchus of Atzilus, comes into the world of Bria, and in the world of Bria, which is the world of Chabad, when the Chabad is clothed in the Shekhinah of that world, in other words, in the Malchus of Bria, that's what creates the souls and the angels of the world of Bria. That's also what produces the Talmud as we have it before us in this world. And that is the reasoning behind the mitzvahs, which comes from Chabad, from Chochmah bin Adas. Whereas the halacha comes from the emotions, chesed, gvura, teferis, etc. And now, on page 146 in chapter 52, the number at the bottom of the page, 276, the portion for today, the 29th of Iyar, begins at the period, the line begins at the word v'hachiyuv. And when Malchus d'Atzilus clothes itself in Malchus of Bria, in turn is mislabesh as beheichol kedush kadoshim diyitzira, when that in turn is clothes itself in the holy of holies of the world of Yitzira, which is Chabad diyitzira. The holy of holies of each world is the Chabad of each world, of Islapshus and the Malchus the Yitzira. So when that, the Malchus of Atzilus, clothed in Malchus the Bria, in turn clothed in the holy of holies of Yitzira, when that is clothed in the Malchus of Yitzira, then Neitzu Haruches v'Hamalochim Shebi Yitzira, that creates and forms the angels and the spirits that are in the world of Yitzira. V'gam Misham hi ha-Mishneh shelefaneinu, and also from the world of Yitzira comes the Mishnah. Shehi halachis psukeis, because Mishnah is not a discussion of the mitzvah, but rather the halacha and the verdict of the mitzvah, ha-nimshach is gam kein mechabad shel ein sev baruch hu. And although we said before that the halacha comes from the emotions, here the Alter Rebbe says that in fact it also comes from Chabad. It comes from God's wisdom. All of Torah is God's wisdom. Zak shebchinas Chabad shehim taimi ha-halachis, it's only that the Chabad, which is the reason behind the halacha, hein melubashim ugnuzin begufi ha-halachis, they are clothed and concealed in the body of halacha. But lay the bechinas gilui, and therefore the Chabad is not revealed, so that the Chabad is present. It exists, but not in a revealed state. The gufei halacha is, and it is the verdict of the halacha, shehein the bechinas gilui, they are the ones that are revealed, and hein ha'oras midei sof shalein sev baruch hu, and they are an expression of God's midays, of God's emotions, the bechinas gilui k'meshikos of li'il, b'shem ha'tikunin, which is revealed in the halacha, as we said earlier, in the name of the tikunin. She's viran mekanin b'yitzida, because in the world of Yitzida, it is the six emotions that are revealed and effective. Whereas in Bria, it is the Chabad that is revealed and effective. Shehein derech klal shnei kavin, and the emotions, the six attributes of the emotions, can be divided generally into two lines, into two directions. Yumin usmo, it's basically right and left. Lahokel misitra de chesed, the lenient opinion, which means lahati she yuchalalis el Hashem, the opinion that says that this is untied, it is permissible, and it can be elevated to God, whereas that which is prohibited is bound and tied to unholiness and can't be elevated to God. So the lenient opinion is that this can be elevated to God, or there's this more stringent opinion, which would mean that this particular instance or this particular item is so unholy that it can't be elevated, these come from seichel, but expressed through emotion. Hakel al pi chachma ilo datzilus ubina v'das klulis bo miyuchadis ben se baruchu. All of it is based on the divine wisdom of atzilus, and bina and das is included in that chachma, in that wisdom. O miyuchadis ben se baruchu, and they are united and one with God. Ki b'teich kulan melubashis chabad datzilus, because in all of them, in the chabad of each world, there is the presence and the influence of the Chabad of Atzilus, she'er ein seif baruch hu miyuchad behem b'tachlus hayichud. And concerning the Chabad of Atzilus, we know that the levels of Atzilus, the attributes of Atzilus, are completely united and are one with God. Chaim v'derech zeh yorda shechina v'nislap shebehecho kedesh hakadoshim da'asiyo. And to continue into the fourth world, the same is true also, that the Shechina comes down and is clothed into the Heichal Kedesh HaKadoshim of Asiya, into the Holy of Holies of Asiya. The Chol Eilam, the Gimel Eilam is Eilu, and each of these three worlds, Bri, Yitzir, Asiya, Mischalik, Lirevavis, Madregis, can be divided into thousands of levels, Hanikrois, Gamkein, Eilam is Protein, each of them in another level, on another dimension, can be called a world in their own right, because Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya are general conditions of worlds, but within them there are specific worlds, specific levels. Umalchus da'atzilus melubeshes b'malchus shall call Eilam Prati, and the Malchus of Atzilus, which is the Shechina, is clothed within the Malchus of each of the worlds, even of the specific individual world, and therefore, Yiredesu mislabeshes beheichal kedesh hagadoshim shehu chabad shebeilam shalamatan menem b'madrega. It descends into the Holy of Holies, which is the beginning of the next level below it, so that the Shechina of each world evolves down to the highest level of the next world, which is the chabad of the next world. And in the note, the Alter Rebbe says that with this, the expression of the pasuk that says, your kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds, your kingdom is a reference to Malchus of Atzilus, where there is nothing but godliness, and this Malchus, which is your Malchus, is the Malchus of all worlds, because in the Malchus of all worlds there is the presence and the influence of the Malchus of Atzilus. Hine mehashchin hamelubeshes beheichal kedush kadoshim shel kol elam ve'elam klali prati. The Shechina, as it is clothed in the Holy of Holies of each of the worlds, the general world Bri Yitzir Asiya, or the specific worlds within each of those three worlds, is nimshechu mispashet mimena ve'chayis l'chol ha'elam ve'habriim shebei nishamis u'malachim, etc. It is from that Shechina, as it is clothed in the Holy of Holies of each world, that the life and the light of each world is derived, and that's what gives rise to the creations of each world, the angels and the neshamis and so on. Ki kulam nivru basara maimori shebemaisa bereshis, because they were all created with the 10 utterances of the act of creation, shehem dvar Hashem anika b'shem Shechina, which is the word of God, which, as we said earlier, is also the same as the Shechina. So the word of God and Shechina are the same. The Shechina being Malchus d'Atzilus, and Malchus of Atzilus is called speech because it is the predisposition to revelation to the lower world, to the created world, where Atzilus itself is considered a world but not a created world, as explained elsewhere. And so, in each world, as the Shechina comes down through the chain of worlds, it creates the life and the faculties of the creatures of each world according to the level of that world. So that in Bria, it creates intelligent beings, and in Yitzira, it creates emotional beings, Chesed and Gvura beings, and so on. And that's how the Alter Rebbe explains how the Shechina, although on the one hand it exists primarily in Torah, just as life exists primarily in the brain, at the same time it gets clothed in each of the worlds and in each of the levels as it comes down, just as the life, as it begins in the brain, gets divided up and separated into the various limbs of the body. And there, because of the construct of that particular limb and the function of that particular limb, the neshama gives that limb the kind of a life that it needs and the kind of faculty that it can use. In the same way, the Shechina, as it comes into each world, it gives each world the kind of life and the kind of properties and faculties that world needs in order for it to be what it is meant to be. In today's Hayem Yem, the 29th of Iyar, the 44th day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes that the Neshama in heaven rises to a higher level three times every day. And that is during the three times of the davening, Shachris Mincha Maariv. And this is particularly true of the souls of tzaddikim, concerning whom it says that they go from strength to strength, they never rest. And it is certain that at all times and in every sacred place where the neshama of a tzaddik may be, they offer invocation and prayer on behalf of those who are devoted to them and follow their instructions and who observe their instructions. And they offer prayer in particular for their Talmidim, for their Hasidim, and the students of their students, that God should come to their assistance and should help them materially and spiritually.